I'm Jeffrey Hopkins, the translator and editor of this program. I first heard His Holiness the Dalai Lama teach in 1972, just 3 days after my arrival in Dharamsala in northern India. He started a 16-day lecture series for 4 to 6 hours each day on the stages of the path to enlightenment. I had begun studying Tibetan and practicing Tibetan Buddhism in 1962, and my teachers, particularly gifted in the intricacies of Tibetan commentaries, had prepared me for study with Tibetan refugee scholar yogis in India. But, to be frank, I did not think that a governmentally appointed reincarnation, born in northeastern Tibet in 1935, and recognized through prophecies, visions, extraordinary occurrences, and tests as the 14th Dalai Lama at the age of 2, could possibly live up to the billing. However, I was amazed. He spoke on a wide range of topics concerning the path to enlightenment, capturing my mind and heart with concepts large and small that clarified issues long unresolved. He expanded on others and drew me into new areas of understanding. In Tibetan, the Dalai Lama speaks with such great speed and clarity that it was impossible for me to be distracted. Once, he became particularly inspired while describing the reflections for generating compassion. His voice rose in pitch to a level that he jokingly described as his goat voice, in which I heard the inspired absorption of a poet. During that series of lectures, he presented the full range of practices leading to enlightenment, often juxtaposing topics that others leave in isolation, all this with the depth of a philosopher. The same dual voice of poet and philosopher is present here, sometimes touching the heart with moving descriptions of the condition of life and the beauties of altruism, and at other times making careful distinctions about profound practices like meditation on emptiness, which serve as nourishment for years of contemplation. At the age of 5, the Dalai Lama was brought to Lhasa, the capital of Tibet, where he underwent the full curriculum of monastic training. Due to the communist Chinese invasion of eastern Tibet in 1950, he suddenly had to take the reins of Tibetan government at age 16. Despite attempts to cooperate with the invaders, he was faced with imminent personal danger and escaped to India in 1959. In exile, he has successfully re-established centers for the broad range of Tibetan culture. He has traveled extensively throughout most of the world, bringing a message not just to Buddhist and other religious believers, but to everyone about the importance of kindness to the very fabric of society. In recognition of his untiring efforts on behalf of Tibetans and all peoples, he was awarded the Nobel Peace Prize in 1989. His Holiness has published many books, some for a general audience and others for those particularly interested in Buddhism. In this program, he draws on a long tradition of spiritual practice in Tibet and on his own experience to offer suggestions on how to practice a spiritual path that will lead to mental clarity and emotional transformation. In this way, he shows how life can be made meaningful. Throughout the 30 years that I have known him, and during the 10 that I served as his chief translator on lecture tours in the United States, Canada, Indonesia, Singapore, Malaysia, Australia, Great Britain, and Switzerland, I have witnessed his embodiment of these practices to the very core of his being. It is important for us to recognize that this insightful, compassionate, humorous, and marvelous person rose from Tibetan culture. We need to value that culture as one of the world's great wonders.
Thank you.